Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 16 and 18 through 21. This is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland, to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself. Remember, you are my people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The people looked back in fear as they ran as fast as they could from the enemy army. But how could they outrun galloping horses, pulling chariots, filled with soldiers? An entire army was rapidly gaining on them. Just a few days before, they experienced their first taste of real freedom after hundreds of years of slavery, all because God stepped in with powerful displays of might. They looked back and thought, "Why is this happening?" Have you ever felt that? Someone hurt you and you asked, "Why do I feel like everyone is against me? Why am I the one always hurting?" Did you ever want to say, "God, don't tell me I'm yours. Show me. Get me out of this mess." God knows you. He knows where you are at in life. He knows what you are experiencing and feeling, and He has not forgotten that you belong to Him. Remember, you are my people, He once said to those people being chased by an enemy army. Remember the day when I made a road where there was no road, right in the middle of the sea. I stacked up walls of water so you could walk safely through on dry ground. Remember how I demolished the entire army that was threatening you so they would never again hurt you. Today, God says to you, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. You are mine. Remember how He saved you. Jesus, a lamb of sacrifice. He sighed. He died. He took my sins and wretchedness. But remember, He lives and forgives. He gives me His own righteousness. Remember how He demolished Satan and destroyed the power of death and hell. Because you are my people, He says, and you share my name. God will never let His name be made fun of. He will rescue you for His sake. When you get hurt and ask, "Why is this happening to me?" imagine a road that will lead you safely through to the other side. God chose you for something bigger and better than your problems. Remember, you belong to Him. We ask for help and support in prayer. Dear Lord, there are times I get hurt and feel all alone. The next time it happens, help me remember that you wrote your name on me with permanent marker. I'm yours. Help me wait patiently for you to rescue me. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.